All right.
You're good.
All right, folks, we are going to get started. We're going to be using a digital recorder here. So I'm going to go through a little information about the hearing process. When you are testifying, we'll bring it over there so that it can pick you up well enough. But anyway, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the February 19, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include shoreline substantial development permits, shoreline conditional use permits, zoning conditional use permits, and zoning variances. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Our hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal fashion, but I still have a procedure that we're going to use. First of all, we'll take each item separately, obviously, and for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Next, the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable laws and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against the project, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. And because the applicant has the burden of proof, if the applicant wishes to submit a new rebuttal testimony, they will be given that chance. The applicant has the burden of proof, so they get the last opportunity to present testimony and evidence. If you're gonna testify, I'll have you come up to this table here on the left side, your left of the hearing room. If you're gonna give evidence, I'm gonna swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you do have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. Since we do have some members of the public here today that probably haven't come to a hearing before or not for a while, I'll give you a little additional instruction. This is not a question and answer period. This is a time for you to provide evidence, factual evidence, as to why the project does or does not comply with the applicable rules and regulations. My guess is everybody's here for the second item on today's agenda, and there's rules and regulations for a conditional use permit, and there's rules and regulations for a variance, and it is the applicant's obligation, of course, to submit proof by a preponderance of evidence to show that those criteria have been proven. But it's also your opportunity to present your testimony and evidence as to why you believe the project does or does not comply with those criteria. Hopefully you know what those criteria are. They're in the code. So in any event, like I said, if you have anything in writing that you want to submit, you may do so. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. In any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. There's an attendance roster near the entry of the hearing room. If you haven't signed in yet, you can do so on your way out. By coming and testifying at today's hearing, you may obtain important legal rights, so it's important that we're able to document your presence here today. If you have any cell phones, please check them now. Make sure that they're either off or in silent mode. As a courtesy to everybody else who's taken time out of their hearing, or out of their day to come to this hearing. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen a hearing and requests for reconsideration, my decision on both of these matters will be final and conclusive. The only exception is that they can be appealed. Now, the shoreline permit matters, those appeals are heard by the Shoreline Hearings Board. Those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date Department of Ecology receives my decision. If you are considering an appeal of my decisions in the shoreline permit matters, you should seek immediate legal advice, because if you don't timely file your appeal will be barred. On the conditional use permit and the variance application, those appeals are heard in the Chelan County Superior Court by what's called a land use petition action. Those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And once again, if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you are considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you really should seek immediate legal advice. Now, I've reviewed all the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff reports for each item, and along with all the attachments to the staff reports, which included agency comments that have come through, public written comments that have come through, there's noticing documents, there's expert witness reports, site plan drawings, photographs, other than essentially receiving the entire planning staff file for each item, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you do have an objection to me serving as the hearing examiner for any item on today's agenda, you need to come forward and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a series of permits, a shoreline substantial development permit, given application number 2019-029, along with a shoreline conditional use permit, given application 2019-019. These are applications that have been submitted by the Chelan County PUD as agents on behalf of the City of Cashmere to relocate some large-scale utilities within the shoreline jurisdiction of the Wenatchee River. The new lines are, the proposal is to relocate an existing distribution line by underbuilding on an existing transmission line. There's other improvements that are included with this project. The project is located within Chelan County, or within Chelan County, property more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report and all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through, the agency comments that have been submitted, their site plan drawings, there have been no public comments on this matter, all the noticing documents. In any event, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for the staff presentation.
Thank you.
So the proposed project is relocate electric transmission lines from the Goodwin Bridge to a new utility pole that is taller in height in order to avoid conflict with bridge construction and potential power outages. The project will be a long-term benefit by continuing to provide power services to areas of Cashmere during the construction of the new bridge. The line, there will still only be one water crossing for the line, and it will be put onto a new utility pole that is 10 feet taller, which will be located in the same footprint as the existing. Staff has reviewed all the application materials with applicable codes and therefore recommends approval as conditioned. I would like to make note of a error on page 6 under hearing examiner action. It references the wrong project, so please note that.
What page is that on the
staff? Page 6.
Okay.
And the agent for the PUD is not here. They were provided the staff report on February 10th, and I've received comment on February 13th saying that they reviewed the staff report and conditions of approval and have no objections. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I don't have any questions for you. The PUD is not here. They were given, obviously, written notice of the date, place, and time of the hearing. Did any member of the public come to testify on this project? All right. Just so everybody knows, when we get into the next project as well, I might as well let you know this. I may or may not ask questions. Don't read anything whether I do ask questions or if I do ask questions, what those questions are. My job is not to facilitate the development of evidence or to help one side or hurt one side. Is merely to gather the evidence that comes before me. I've reviewed all the application materials on this permit application as well as the next one several times. I have a very good understanding of what the project involves. So with that, I'm gonna close the public record portion of the hearing on these two shoreline permits, and I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. So the next item on today's agenda is a conditional use permit given application number CUP 2018-069 along with a variance given application number VAR 2017-352. These are applications that have been submitted by Mr. Copeland for a conditional use permit and a variance to conduct a Tier 1 cannabis production and processing indoor facility and a variance of the required setbacks. as authorized by the Chelan County Code. This relates to property located within Chelan County, as I indicated, that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I'll admit into the record all of the application materials that have been submitted, including all the site plan drawings, the expert witness reports. There are agency comments that have been submitted. There are multiple public comments that have been submitted. All those will be admitted into the record as well. By this reference, there are noticing documents that have been submitted and will be admitted into the record. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Larson for the staff presentation.
Thank you. Kirsten Larson, planning manager. So this is an application for a conditional use permit for a tier one cannabis production and processing indoor facility. This would be a proposed new building for this activity. And the variance for this building is to reduce the setback from 100 feet to 41 feet on the northeast corner of the building and 90 feet on the southeast corner of the proposed building from the property line. Currently, the property is licensed with a tier one cannabis facility from the state. And that is occurring in a different building on the site. So this building would be new and the operations would be moved into that building. So the staff report reviewed the proposed facility with the conditional use criteria, not the existing one. The subject property is 3.06 acres in size. The minimum lot size is 10 acres for commercial agriculture zoning. But under the reasonable use section of the code 1197, it does say that a legal lot can be used consistent with the code. The applicant has not submitted an odor mitigation plan with this application, and staff is recommending as a condition of approval that that plan is submitted at the time of building permit application. And then, as mentioned earlier, the property owner is operating an existing cannabis facility in a building without the benefit of land use permits or building permits. And staff is recommending as a condition of approval that pursuant to Title 16, the property owner cease all activity on the property related to cannabis until they have received a certificate of occupancy for the proposed new building, consistent with the recommended conditions of approval in the staff report. So based on the findings of facts and conclusions of law and suggested conditions of approval within the staff report, staff is recommending approval of CUP 2018-069 and variance 2017-352. And I can answer any questions.
Yeah, is it your interpretation of the code that the odors will all be contained within the structure and cannot be released outside of the structure?
Yes. So the odor mitigation plan that is required must contain all the smells within the structure. And then the recommended conditions of approval address not only that that plan needs to be submitted with the building permit, but that once they're operating, they must continue to contain the odors.
Wait.
You don't just start yelling out questions, sir.
I'm sorry. But we don't know what her capacity is. What is she doing?
What'd she say?
She's
who does she work for?
She works for Chelan County.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
Okay. You sound angry.
I'm I don't want to be,
okay?
I'm not angry at all.
You sound angry.
Well, I didn't know who she was working for.
All right, we got that established now.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you. All right.
Sorry, I was just trying looking for the specific condition in here that talks about basically if the smells aren't contained, then the CUP becomes void.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm struggling with a little bit of a cold, so. Oh, sorry, it's 18.
Is there anything else, staff?
Nothing further.
All right. Is it your understanding that the existing structure where the activities are taking place, that will not be used for the new activities?
Yes, so the existing structure where the operations are currently taking place were not reviewed or considered under this conditional use permit, and that's why staff is recommending that operation cease.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
All right, why don't you come on up here to the table and we get some names and addresses.
Lindsay Weidenbach, attorney for Copeland Cannabis Farms. My address is 2600 Chester Kim Road, Wenatchee, Washington, 98801.
All right. And your name, sir?
Clayton Johnson.
And what's your relationship to the applicant?
Nephew, Harry Copeland's nephew.
All right. Ms. Weidenbach, were you providing any testimony today with actual evidence?
No, Your Honor, I just had a few comments on the conditions.
Okay. And Mr. Johnson, are you going to be providing any testimony today?
I don't believe so.
All right. I need to ask about the conditions of approval. I need somebody to be sworn in to tell me what
things
are going to happen. So, Mr. Johnson, is that going to be you?
Yeah.
All right. You swear a firm of penalty perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, now, Ms. Weidenbach, what would you like to say on behalf of your client?
We'll start with condition number 6. That's the easiest one. It talks about the driveway. The fire marshal had made a site visit in 2018 and had cleared the driveway for commercial purposes. Condition number 6 says that they'll construct a commercial driveway for legal access. That seems inconsistent with what the fire marshal had previously found, and so I just had a question as whether or not that build-out was going to be more than what the fire marshal had previously recommended.
Okay. And if it is, then you object to the conditions. You understand
that? No, not necessarily. If it's within reason, then it would be something agreeable, but...
I'd have to look and see. I don't know what the previous permit, if there was a permit, if it was a permit for a commercial access driveway, or then it would seem that it's already been obtained. If it hasn't been obtained, then that's the recommendation from staff to have that kind of driveway.
And if it is just a permitting process, then we're fine with the condition.
Okay.
Number four is what Ms. Larson was talking about, which is that there's an existing operation on the property, and the county's recommending approval conditioned upon the termination of that operation within 30 days. That's inconsistent with the county's current position. They've allowed folks to continue growing as long as they're in the process of getting the permitting going, and so we would ask that the current operation could be maintained as long as we're within the process of moving and constructing the new building pursuant to the application.
What's the construction time frame? Or, I mean, Mr. Johnson, because you're not sworn in, so.
Approximately 6 months.
That's all we had.
All right, Mr. Johnson, you're under oath. You're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and the applicant today. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, is it the applicant's understanding, as it is staff's understanding, that the current facility is not going to house any of the operations as authorized under this conditional use permit, this variance application? Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you on behalf of the applicant,
yes, sir.
That it would put to some other use, but not really.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. And then the proposed conditions of approval, other than those discussed by council, does the applicant have any objection to any of the other conditions of approval?
No, we do not.
Will any of the buildings be removed?
No, sir.
And I wanted to make sure about that. The applicant's time frame for starting construction of the new building?
Approximately, that falls under that four to six months.
Well, I thought it was going to take 6 months to complete the building. I'm just wondering when you're...
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Is about where that will, where
from
we'll
start
be
to finish?
From start to finish. Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else either you want to say on behalf of the applicant?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'm opening this over to the public for public testimony. If you do want to testify, I'll just have you come on up to this table here. I'll just state your name and address, and then I'll swear you in as a witness. And I will ask you each the same question. What do you want to tell me about this project? And then I'll just let you take it from there. So who would like to provide any testimony on this project? Testimony in the front row. Your name and address, please.
Laura J. Cordell.
U-R-A?
Yes.
C-O-R-D-E-L-L?
Physical address is 3643 Fairview Canyon Road.
Okay.
monitor.
Right.
Mailing address would be box B.
All right, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And what would you like to tell me about this project?
In listening to the plans, I'm very pleased that there will be an odor-reducing fan. I am concerned about the project because I have reactive airway disease. The smell of marijuana or cannabis affects me quite a bit. So it would be important to me that that fan always be working whenever they're processing the product. That's just very, very important. So the odor and that is the main concern for me. I have several others, but I guess it doesn't fall into this.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being in. Who else would I like to offer any testimony on this project? Thank you. Go ahead and come on up. The seas have parted.
Gentlemen in the crowd.
Yeah. My name is Loretta. State your name and address for me.
Loretta J. Garrett.
What's your last name again?
G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Garrett. 314 Stone Ridge Drive. East Wenatchee.
All right, here's your hand. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And then what would you like to tell me?
Okay, I just, I'm just not sure that even though it's contained and they've done everything, that the odor won't be there. And that is my big concern because we have property that's across from him and we have people living in houses there. We have orchards and people working in the orchards, and it would be very undesirable if there was the cannabis odor coming out. And I think it's very hard to contain. So I just wanted to go on record saying if it's contained, I'm fine. If it's not, I'm not.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, who else would like to provide testimony today? Yes, sir. Your name and address, please.
Joe Grentz, G-R-E-N-T-Z.
And an address for you?
Physical or post office?
Just a mailing address. Is fine.
Post office box 204, monitor.
All right, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead and have a seat in your hands if you want to. What would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, first of all, you're probably going to get the impact that I don't want it to happen after I say a few words. We've boarded the property. They want to put in a grow project and with variances to get closer to the borders, bigger buildings. And we've been, this property, one of them, the east of it, we've been there since 1906. And we went through the cannabis smell and the skunk smell from the monitor warehouse that's existing now. It seems like we couldn't do anything about it for a long time, and then they got it confined, and it, and we only smell it once in a while. This is right across from us. We have a house, and when Copeland's were growing their marijuana before, we couldn't have the windows open on the house at night in the summertime. And we complained to the county, and the county says, well, the permit was issued by the state, and I called the state, and they didn't do anything about it. They were going to look into it and never got back to me or to the family. So for my family, I think for us bordering them, now you're giving them a break. You might give them a break for a bigger building away from us farther. I don't think it should happen. I think this project should go to another location. if you maybe you can realize that the monitor is a we've been preserved by the state. We are demanded to raise tree fruits or some other farm activity. We have a very limited use to our land otherwise. It must be farmland. We've been preserved, they say. So us being preserved, and we're limited in what we can do with our property, and having to face somebody that's going to potentially use their property to impact the monitor area, is just not right. It should find another place for this project to be built and used, not in right in monitor again. My family just thinks that it's a no-no. Just don't let it happen, please.
All right, thank you very much for coming in, sir. Anybody else wish to offer any testimony today? Yes, sir.
I'm Joe Grins, Jr.
Okay.
P.O. Box 152 Monitor.
I'm Mr. Grins, you raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be true?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, what would you like to tell me, sir?
We have variant setback rules. They're in the books. I don't think you should give him such a big leeway on it. Such a big facility is just going to attract more traffic on its little place. There's already lots of cars that are down at the other facility by the Monitor Bridge. It's not just one or two people. There's 8, 10, 12 cars in the lot all the time. The smells, yes, I smelled it. I live just downwind from his place. His house is inside of mine. I've smelled it in the winter, in the summertime months when he was in operation before. Monitor's a farming town, and I don't consider cannabis production a farm. It's not growing fruit. You don't eat it. Only certain people can have it. Our little town doesn't need that. We already got one down by the bridge, barely into town, you know, and we noticed it was there when they were doing their thing until they got reprimanded for venting outdoors and growing on the roof. So I feel that he's just stretching the bounds a little bit. He should find another more quieter rural place to put up a big building, lights all around it, fenced in. I just don't feel our little town needs such activities going on. That's about all I have to say.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. Anybody else wish to offer any testimony from the public? Sure.
My name is George Reinhardt.
Can you spell your last name, sir?
Reinhardt.
All right, and the address for you?
Post Office Box 258, Monitor.
All right, so would you raise your hand for me to swear or affirm on the penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be true?
I swear.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, have a seat.
My question is more to do with the initial, and that's I'm sorry, I just didn't know what capacity people were in here, but the initial permit.
It's not a question and answer period either. It's a time to present evidence.
Well, my evidence is that the smell bothers me, and I object to the smell.
And do you live close to the project?
I live very close, yes.
Okay. And the current project, so that's what you're saying, that currently there's smells that come out of the project?
It has. In the past, yes. And
how recent of the past? I'm trying to get a sense of that.
A couple years.
Okay. It last happened a couple years ago or during?
Well, it's you know, it comes and goes. Okay. Some days it's bad, some days you don't smell it. So it's kind of hard to.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in. Anybody else wish to offer any testimony today? Hello.
Hi.
Your name and address, please?
Claudia Etzkorn,
3550 Fairview Canyon Road. Monitor.
How do you spell your last name?
ETZKORN.
All right. Would you raise your right hand for me? Go ahead, let's see. Do you swear or affirm to tell me perjury that you testimony against the name of the
I do.
Thank you very much. And what would you like to tell me?
Well, as far as compliance goes, I have a hard time believing that it will be monitored at all, because the current, now I'm going back to the current first one and also Harry's, I can't imagine that it's in compliance, because that town reeks. If you go into the post office, it's permanent. I mean, it just reeks. You start driving down the highway, you get near the light, you can smell it in your car on the highway. I own a house on Easy Street, I can smell it over there. And so I have a hard time believing that compliance will be monitored. So I object to another one being built.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much. Did anybody else wish to offer any testimony today? All right, is there anything further from staff?
I guess just to address condition number 4, we recommend that the hearing be examiner.
Do you want that?
Thank you.
Actually, before I get a second time, I want to enter the affidavit of posting for the notice of hearing into the record.
All right, this has been handed the affidavit of posting regarding the posting of the property for the, for the hearing?
For the notice of hearing, yes.
For the notice of hearing. This is part of the planning staff file of record that I admitted the whole record in, so I'm not going to call it a new exhibit.
Okay.
It's part of the record.
Thank you.
All right, condition 4.
And then for condition 4, staff would just request that the language be left as proposed.
All right. Okay, anything else?
Nothing further.
All right. I have some questions for the applicant, so would somebody like to come back up? So I just want to get, I think I understand the what you talked about for the odor control, but I just want to make sure I understand, okay?
Yes, sir.
So my understanding of it is first of all, there'll be no discharge of the interior air to the outside. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And all of the air inside is going to be circulated through some sort of a filtration system?
Mostly charcoal filtering, but yes, sir.
Charcoal filtering. But there's still no discharge of the treated air outside. Is that also correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what is in the current building where you have operations going on, is there an odor control for that project?
Yes, sir.
And what is that currently?
That is, we run several charcoal filters. One of them is about the size of me, and it just recycles that air.
So it's the same kind of a filtration system that you're planning for the new building?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And is there a reason you can give me why people who've come in here and testified under oath that they smell marijuana coming from your property, your
yes, sir.
Uncle's property? Why they would still smell it?
I would contend that they're not smelling Copeland's cannabis. When we went through the initial application procedure, we had up a bunch of folks from the county, including at that time the county commissioner. And they kept remarking how they were standing within 10 feet of the building and couldn't smell a thing.
What time of year was that? I mean, was
it was last summer.
Were in full yeah. bloom?
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
at their most rank?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, I just want to note that Evergreen,
Who's that?
That is the facility at the bottom of the hill that I think a lot of people are referring to, the large brick building. They are, to the best of my understanding, a Tier 2 operation, and they have about a 30,000 square foot building. I would contend that most of the smell, if not all of the smell, that they're getting from the highway and the roads around Monitor is coming from that building. You just don't smell ours up there. You can be in our driveway and you don't smell it.
How big is your current facility?
It is approximately 32 feet by 26.
One of my amazingly inferior qualities is doing that kind of math.
It's about the size of this room.
That's not going to help.
Okay. The current canopy grow is 20 feet by 20 feet, 400 square feet of canopy.
That was easy. Okay. And the new operation, how big will that grow operation be?
There would be 8 of those.
3,200 square feet then?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was doing the math out loud.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about the comments that have been made?
Yes, I have a comment on the variance, and I don't know if I've been sworn in, so if I need to
be. You want me sworn in?
If you want me to.
Well, just if you happen to blurt out some testimony.
Yeah, might as well.
Do you swear or affirm or penalty perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And then again, identify yourself and then we'll start to
come in. Lindsay Weidenbach. There were some comments from the public about the variance setback rules. In the specific code sections of the county that deal with cannabis, there's language that says that a variance may be given so that it's not 35 feet. Anything less than 35 feet has a higher burden of proof, a higher standard. This is a 41 foot within the buffer. So there were still within the county's guidelines for that variance on both corners, the 90 foot and then the 41 foot. So I just wanted to put that on the record. And I would concur with Clayton that the smell is either hypothetical or it's unknown as to directly its source. It's fairly well known in Monitor that the building at the very bottom of the hill, which is Evergreen Production, has been the angst of a lot of its neighbors. That's where I would imagine the smell is coming from, not Copeland's current operations.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
There was a mention about lights. That's all in our building plan, that those will all be directed down per the county code. So no, other than that, no. Nothing else, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you very much. What I'm going to do, folks, is close the public portion of the hearing. Now at this time, I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I do appreciate everybody coming out today. I know this is when you believe something might impact you personally, health-wise, just fact that you're living close to something, that it becomes very, very personal. I appreciate everybody coming out today and testifying responsibly and providing me with facts and information that I can review. The Chelan County Board of Commissioners, you guys are probably much more, not much more, but as familiar as I am with what happened with the marijuana industry coming to Chelan County and finally getting some cannabis regulations in place. So that's what I have to look at. I can't make up my own rules and regulations. I have to look at those that have been set by the county. And I will see if the applicant has provided substantial evidence to satisfy their burden of proof and whether or not there's been any testimony from the public that goes to one of two things. Either does it go to show that they haven't satisfied their burden of proof, or
what I heard mostly is let's make sure that those conditions of approval provide that this project are not going to impact my livelihood. But I will go through and review everything, and I will have a written decision made. And there being no other items on today's agenda, I'm going to now adjourn this February 19, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I do appreciate everybody coming out today. This meeting's adjourned.